This next song is not meant as a condoning of any sort of terrorist activity or any other violent act. This is merely a depiction of something that could theoretically happen, and therefore, if anything, the agencies involved should be aware of this gaping hole in their no-fly policies. To their extended family very far away, who gave them their advice at the ticket counter late that afternoon. The sales rep, he turned them away. He said, I just got a note here from the agents of the TSA. Well, the note said these two travelers, oh yeah, their no-fly score is way too high. It's reported that their brother's cousin's roomie's 14th cousin has a tie. Two ancestors of the son of a cousin to Osama's cousin Ray. And it was signed by the local branch of agents of the TSA. That night, and the travelers were surprised when agents tackled someone carrying a knife. Well, the couple realized that you could never catch a terrorist that way. So then they calmly walked up to address the agents of the TSA. Well, they said, see, no true terror would bring something as obvious as that. Why try sneaking a knife when a pen or sharpened pencil could be had by any passenger on board who asks a flight attendant? You can guess that all they need to do is walk up to an air marshal and, well, you know the rest. Well, you just think of what would happen if a dozen or so baddies tried that plan. And if you take pens and pencils, you'll find out that's not something you can ban. And they'll have the nerve to do it. True terrorists can get around your shit. We're only saying this because these rules are only punishing the innocent. Way. The day that couple socked it to the agents of the TSA. But unfortunately,